Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. Hello, and welcome to episode number 32. And it's definitely 32 because I've been getting these numbers completely and utterly wrong recently. Definitely episode 32. The last episode was a bonus one, so that hasn't got a number. So this is 32. I hope it's 32 now. I bet it's not, but it's 33. Might even be 33 now I said that. Never mind. 32 or 33, one and two. But it is now December, so it's officially Christmas time. I've got my Christmas candle up, running. Running? Does the candle run? Probably not. The candle's working. Candle's on. The candle is on. But today's episode is all about taking time out. Something I used to be rubbish at. Really rubbish. For a good reason, for a not good reason. When I first left the army, I know I needed to put my foot down, if you like, and work. Being self-employed, almost the amount of hours you work is what you get back out of it if you want to make something successful. And I don't just mean about money-wise. I mean making something grow worthwhile. Is being self-employed, you have to put the time in. And that is what I did for, what are we now? Nearly 2 years, I think. Yeah, nearly 2 years. And it's only till recently that I am beginning to appreciate the benefits of taking time out, if you like. Probably more a harsh lesson that I learnt myself of taking on something that I probably, looking back, shouldn't have done. But we're nearly done with it. Nearly done with it. But I view it as a learning experience. The hours I've worked the last 3 months have been nothing short of ridiculous. But that was a lesson that I taught myself. And what it also does, it taught me to actually start doing what you're good at, which is training, coaching, helping people. And since I've learned that lesson, since I've then committed more to doing what I should have been doing in the first place, I have seen success over the last couple of weeks, which is good. But that's not the topic. Today's topic is taking time out. And this all come about really from, if you are a member of boot camp and you are taking part in the 50-day challenge, you will know what I'm going to talk about in a second. If not, we've been doing a 50-day challenge where basically I set a task each morning for the team. And we started 50 days short of Christmas. So we're now just over halfway. And one of the tasks that I set, was to take 24 hours off social media. Now, I did this when I went on holiday for a week, and it was refreshing, is probably the right word. Groundbreaking. No, not really. Refreshing, yes. Beneficial, helpful. Yes, it was. But it didn't change the world. Did it change my world? Maybe not. But maybe this next step will, a little bit. So I told him to take 24 hours off social media. I obviously joined in, did it myself. And it's funny how quickly you can then catch up with Facebook and Instagram when you've had time off. Literally takes about 5 minutes. Whereas if you were checking notifications day and day, and I am very, very guilty of it. Very guilty of it. And my wife tells me this. She doesn't listen to this, so I can say what I want really from it. And I was just like, oh, it's work. Yes, it was. But actually, it gets to the point that you're just sitting there randomly scrolling through stuff. One thing I am glued to is the phone. However, my purposeful effort before the end of the year is to stop doing it. So what I've done is a big thing taking time out is to put barriers on when I use social media during the day, but also to now take a day off. And the first day off it was yesterday, Sunday. And then I reopened it up this morning at, I don't know what time, about 9 o'clock, maybe. Checked through the 60 odd notifications or whatever was on there. It took about 5 minutes. But yesterday it was, I switched off the whole, not just social media, the whole of work. And I come up with more ideas yesterday than I've done in the last few weeks. Just written in the notes on my phone. And it showed me the importance of taking time out. It's something I'm going to do every Sunday. If for some reason I can't do it on a Sunday, I'll probably switch it to Saturday and do it on a Saturday. But it is important to take time out. It helps refresh. I think it's also important to get away. Something that I have not done is went on one holiday in the last, I don't know, 2 and a bit years, I think. And it's very important to get away. I know people like holidays are time away and you can't earn money and you can't earn your living and you're not doing. But it's hugely important to rest and take time off. So we've got another holiday booked just before Christmas. So we've not told the boys. We're only going down to Butlins. Take about there. But I'll probably do the same again. I'll probably switch off my phone for that 3 days. And do exactly the same again. And for me, a lot of the time out comes from taking time out from the phone that I'm now sat here talking to. Which is a bit hypocritical, maybe. Humorous. Depends on where you look at it. But it's important to take time out. If you like working ridiculously long hours and stuff like that, is no good for anyone. You will suffer burnout. And I did something related to my training just to see if I could train for 100 days in a row. I think I got to 136, I think. But it wasn't until I then started putting in rest days that I then noticed that actually I was not training efficiently. Not getting the most out of those hours. As much as I was doing more hours than anyone else, sometimes it's more important to work smarter than more. Quality over quantity and all that. You have to work hard. Of course you do. But sometimes having the days off, the rest days, are what is also, that's where you grow. That's where you become better than you were before, if you like. So yeah, it was only until I then started taking rest days off that I then noticed my training improving significantly. And also got a little bit more, not that I was unmotivated, I was very motivated in them 136 days to get in that gym. It's the first thing I did every morning. Now I sort of rejigged my day around a little bit. I now train at a more sensible time. And I've now incorporated days off and my training has gone through the roof. And I've noticed that by the numbers because I record it all. So another benefit of taking the time out. And with Christmas coming up, this is sort of why it's quite nice and topical actually, is people are going to take time out. And it is important to do so. I'll be stopping boot camp for, what am I doing? Is it like 4 or 5 days? 6 days maybe? Might not be for half a week. It's important because people come back after that break, like really wanting to come back and really wanting to join back in and really start up again. And it's important to take that break, spend it with your family and friends and take time out and just reflect, appreciate what you've done over the past year or so. But what people are going to do, there's going to be a but to this, is when you take time out, you don't overkill it with your food and your drink and all that sort of thing. Like when I take time out, I'm still increasing, doing more steps, walking around, being active, stuff like that, and eating well. What I see a lot of people do is, like, yep, time out, and they go hell for leather all the time out, 3-course meals, 3 times a day, and wonder why it goes wrong. You sometimes have to be a bit sensible about it. So yes, time out is important, but be sensible about it. The same way, you know, taking time out on holidays, I'm going to have a holiday for a week, really beneficial, to then go and I'm going to have a holiday for 6 weeks. Suddenly you come back and you are very, very out of sync. So it's all about getting the balance right as well. About getting the balance right. I'm going to hold it there for this one. Short and sharp. I don't know how valuable that was to anyone. But for me, that was just a little like a backstory, really, of what I've twisted my head towards now. on what I think is going to be important for me going forward. And hopefully you took some sort of benefit. If anything, plan a day where you switch off from work. You don't have to switch off your phone. That's just my way of doing it. Because a lot of my work does go through social media and stuff like that. And it's one of them things that I can't say I hate social media, and I can't say I like it, because it is very important for what I do. So to sit here and say that I don't like it would be ridiculous of me. But it's important to monitor it, and important to, like, the same way if you were at a 9 to 5, you wouldn't be expected to work 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night. You have a cut-off time, and that is what I'm going to start doing, especially now. So I've got, well, we've got four shifts left. For those that know what I'm on about, then we're done. And then I've got timetables on my wall of when I'm going to start work, what I'm doing. I've got breaks incorporated in there. I've got family time incorporated into every day. And I've got real structure to my day. And with that structure comes a lot more freedom, because I know when I'm finishing. Whereas before, I would have just kept going and going and going, and then suddenly I haven't spent time where I should be spending time, or with the people that I should be spending it with. And that's the whole reason that we're alive, I guess, is to enjoy it and spend time with those who are important, and spend time doing things that are important to you. So, like, for me, I've got blocked out. I'll tell you what I've got. I've got it blocked out in the morning, 2 hours, getting up at 5 still. I'm not going to be in bed later than 10 o'clock. So that's 7 hours. Apart from a Tuesday and a Friday, where I'm up a little bit earlier. But I sort of counterbalance that with the 2 hour block in the morning for my uni work is no longer there on those Tuesday and Fridays, because actually there's enough blocks in that week already. As soon as it hits 7 o'clock, 7 till 9, blocked out to spend time with the boys. Getting them ready for school, taking them to school, getting them dropped off, coming back. Then I've got another, what have I got there, 2.5 hours of boot camp administration, if you like. Personal training, gym time is in there, and online coaching. I've then got a break, whether that break shifts like an hour either side or whatever, it doesn't overly matter. And then follow on to the rest of the afternoon until 2:30, it's the same again. Is like coaching work that goes all the way up till 2:30, and then from 2:30 till 4 is time spent with the boys again and with the family, and then from there is either dinner time and switching off, or out to boot camp on a Monday and a Wednesday evening, whereas on the Tuesday, the Thursdays and Friday my work stretches a little bit later on till 5. And then it's dinner and then out. And then finishing work, 9 o'clock. So by the time I've got home from boot camp, it's 9 o'clock. But that's me. Switched off then for that last hour. Winding down. So I'm in bed 7 hours. Good to go to wake up for 5. Apart from Tuesday, Friday, where it's a little bit earlier. But that's what I've done. That's structure, bringing freedom, incorporating time out into my week. Not just into months and holidays and stuff like that. So a little insight into what I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to hold it there. I've rabbit on. I wanted to keep it quite short, really. If you've got questions, send them across, answer them. I've got a long list of subjects, topics I'm going to talk about over the next couple of weeks leading up until Christmas. But if you're listening to this, you may or may not have seen my 50-day challenge in the new year, starting 1st of January, no better time to start. If you are one of these that sets resolutions and fails after 2 weeks, get on this challenge. It's an online group coaching challenge. You'll have access to my app, me, coaching programs, nutrition, tracking, all for the ridiculous price of $9.99. But I quite simply couldn't make it any more affordable for people. I've had a good uptake, actually. I wanted to release it Friday. Easter Friday, you have until the 29th of December to sign up. I will not be taking any more after that date, because I will need those few days to turn it around and get people set up ready to go for the first, because what I don't want is people joining up the day before and being left behind. We are getting going on the 1st of January. So if that is of interest to you, and for $9.99, you've not really got anything to lose. Not got a lot to lose. You will transform the way you look, feel, and think by the 19th of February. That I promise you if you follow this program. Well, I'll hold it there. Once again, thank you for listening, and I will speak to you again soon.